is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House revealed on Thursday that lawyers for U.S. President Joe Biden have found additional classified documents at his home in Delaware. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington, it is the second set of stored secret materials found from Mr. Biden's time as vice president.
After President Biden on Thursday morning concluded prepared remarks about getting inflation under control, none of the reporters wanted to ask him about the economy.
Classified material, next year Corvette, what were you thinking?
Biden acknowledged a small number of documents with classified markings have been discovered in storage areas and in file cabinets in his personal library at his Wilmington home.
My Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
White House officials contend Biden's situation is different than that of the classified documents found during a federal search at former President Donald Trump's residence in Florida because Trump resisted efforts to review and return the materials while Biden is fully cooperating with the Department of Justice. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's defense ministry said on Thursday its offensive in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region was continuing successfully.
На Донецком направлении продолжались успешные наступательные
действия. It said in its daily briefing, 70 Ukrainian personnel had been killed as a result of air and artillery strikes. Reuters cannot independently verify that. In addition, the TASS news agency reports Russian-installed authorities in the Donetsk region said the western part of Soledar was under the full control of Russian forces. Ukraine denies they control the small salt mining town where fierce battles rage. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of France and Germany have arrived in Ethiopia to support a November peace deal between federal and Tigray authorities to end 2 years of brutal war. VOA's Maya Missaker reports from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The French and German foreign ministers, Catherine Colonna and Annalena Baerbock, met Thursday with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed in a visit to support the Tigray peace deal. The November deal has seen steady progress with basic services restored to the Tigray region, increased aid, and a first handover of heavy weapons by the Tigray People's Liberation Front to Ethiopia's federal forces. Witnesses say Eritrean troops in December withdrew from at least two cities in Tigray, but it's not yet clear if they intend to leave the region entirely. The European leaders will also meet with officials at the Addis Ababa-headquartered African Union. The AU brokered the Tigray peace deal, and its monitors arrived in the region this month to oversee its implementation. Maya Misakar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Consumer prices moderated again last month. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Inflation eased to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago. It was the sixth straight year-over-year slowdown. The softer readings add to growing signs that the worst inflation bout in four decades is gradually waning. But the Fed doesn't expect inflation to slow enough to get close to its 2% target until well into 2024. That means the central bank will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of the month. I'm Shelley Adler.
School teachers in England and Wales will not be able to strike over pay demands after turnout in a ballot by a trade union came in below the legal threshold, even though most teachers who did vote favored strike action. The union said on Thursday 9 in 10 teachers who voted in its ballot supported strike action, but the turnout fell short of the required 50% threshold. While the low turnout prevents teachers from taking industrial action, the union said it remained in dispute with the government and employers and would continue to campaign for better pay. Police pressed ahead Thursday with the clearance of a condemned village in western Germany, where activists are vowing to hold out against its demolition to make way for the expansion of a coal mine. Footage captured by the Associated Press on Thursday showed protesters being carried out of the buildings by police officers while other demonstrators were scrambling on rooftops and lighting flares. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.